Hachette Audio presents Sword in the Stars, sequel to Once and Future. Written by Amy Rose Capetta and Corey McCarthy. Read by Lauren Fortgang.
On second thought, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. For all the Auries out there who have to hide who they are in order to feel safe. And for the Merlins who need a few extra lifetimes to unveil their identity. Stay strong, have hope, and please don't hurt yourself. We are the best part of this future. Lost and Found. Merlin crash-landed in the past with a great undignified belly flop. The chaos of waves left him torn between gasps and muttered curses. He had rocketed through the time portal, an endless skydive without parameters or parachutes, before it dumped him in this flooded, cramped circle of stone.
"Anyone else down here?" he bobbed.
"No? Just me?" He splashed around, finding rough stone. And high above, a hole punch of blue sky. This was no cavern. The walls had been hacked in a pattern that spoke of plans and intentions and humanity. He was in a well.
Nothing a little magic won't fix.
But when Merlin went to dig some up, he was near empty. Trying to keep everyone together in a time portal with completely different laws of physics had drained him. And it hadn't even worked. He would worry about that later. For now, he had to get out and see if their great gamble had paid off. He braced his arms and legs for a long climb. The well was narrow enough that he could jam himself between two opposing sides, scuttling upward and hurting his back and his neck and his dignity, most of all.
"Dignity is for knights," he scoffed under his breath.
Merlin was a mage. A bit of absurdity came with the territory. When he reached the top, he gripped the edge, hoisted one leg, and rolled over. He hit the flagstones of a central square with a resounding smack. He stood, shoved his glasses into place, and looked around. At Camelot.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?